This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The University of Chicago is now part of a lawsuit over the Trump administration's move to cut billions of dollars in funding for medical research. The federal lawsuit claims changes to the National Institutes of Health funding are flagrantly unlawful and would be a disaster for science. A judge in a similar lawsuit temporarily blocked those cuts from taking effect. The head of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiatives at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign is optimistic about that department's future despite President Trump's executive orders to target DEI programs. Sean Garrick is vice chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and says even if those programs are reworked, it won't change the school's values.
Maybe it's not a vice chancellor. It's, you know, a director of something. I think all that sort of stuff is speculation. But again, I'm not worried about it. This university is firmly committed to serving all of Illinois.
In his first days in office, President Trump ordered all federal agencies to end DEI programs and threatened to withhold federal funding from educational institutions with DEI policies. Despite a presidential pardon, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich faces serious roadblocks to running again for state office, getting a state pension, or regaining his law license. My colleague Dave McKinney reports when lawmakers impeached Blagojevich, they drove him out of office and also blocked him from ever holding state or local office in Illinois again. That means no runs for governor, mayor, or the state legislature. Blagojevich never applied for a state pension, and state retirement system officials say, pardon or not, he remains ineligible for a nearly $65,000 annual pension. And as for his law license, there are lawyers who got in trouble with the law themselves, had their slate wiped clean, but still faced professional discipline. The Democratic-controlled state Supreme Court would be the final arbiter if Blagojevich seeks reinstatement to the bar. A conference to accelerate climate action in the Midwest will debut this summer in Chicago. Aspen Ideas Climate Chicago will connect climate leaders and the public to explore how local and regional solutions relate to global climate goals. Dan Porterfield is president and CEO of the nonprofit Aspen Institute and says their partnership with the group Chicago Climate Corps will help activists come together and find ways to address climate problems.
There are jobs to create. There are startups to finance, there are communities to empower, there is water to protect, there are children to educate, there is a community to serve and to elevate through this work.
The conference is set for July. And the Art Institute of Chicago is announcing a major donation of French art that ranges from the 16th to 19th centuries. The gift comes from collectors Jeffrey and Carol Horvitz. It includes nearly 2,000 drawings, 200 paintings, and 50 sculptures. It also features several works by women. This makes the Chicago Museum among the leading destinations of French art outside of France. Weather, cloudy and a little bit of snow today, a high near 30, and then cloudy tonight, a slight chance of snow, a low in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, a winter weather advisory starts at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow is in the forecast, and snow could be heavy at times. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.